Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy, Comedy 103.1. It's Big Mike. Man, I'm very excited right now to get this man on the line. He is a comedy legend who is going to be here at Comedy Works South at the Landmark this weekend. Done it all from movies to TV to hosting his Emmy Award winning the Arsenio Hall show, which if that didn't give away, I'll tell you right now. We have Arsenio Hall. What's up, man?
What's up, Big Mike? How you doing, dog? I'm sitting here at the barbershop calling you on the phone trying to get my hair right so Mike Vick will be happy.
Well, I'm happy to know that your hair is going to be looking really good this weekend when you're at Comedy Works South.
Yeah, yeah.
What's been going on with you, man?
Working hard, man. Doing a lot of fun stuff. I mean, I hope you watched Sandy on Netflix, man. I know you're into comedy. And every comic on the planet who was alive was on that set. Have you checked it out yet? You got to check it out.
Sandler got everybody for that.
Yeah, man. Sandler's like Sarah Lee. Nobody doesn't like Adam Sandler. And
yeah.
He can get you to do his film. You know, that was a lot of fun. And we got Paramount working on a sequel to Coming to America. So we're going to try to get a good script on that. And if we got a good script, rock and roll.
I was going to say, that's one of those films like over the last, you know, 5-10 years, every once in a while somebody says, oh, it's coming. Now hearing from your mouth that it might be coming, I'm very excited.
Yeah, you know what happens? We live in this world of, I talked about the barbershop, which is the old school social media. But we live in a world now, I even saw a one sheet on the internet where it was me, Kevin Hart, and Eddie Murphy. And it's a thin line between a meme and fake news.
Yeah.
So, but for years, people have said, oh, there's going to be a sequel. What the deal is Eddie, he loves that movie. That's like his baby.
Yeah.
And he's always said, I don't want to do it if Hollywood's going to do the sequel bastardization of Coming to America. You know how they just do the same jokes again, a little different, and you do it just for the money.
Yep.
He really wants a good quality script, and he has this deal with them to have the script written, but if it's not great, we don't have to do it. So that's a good deal. And I guess if you're Eddie Murphy, you can get it.
That's something you just don't see a lot of days. Usually when you have something successful, they'll put out like 9-6 sequels right away, no matter what. So that's cool that he's, you know, he's got so much love for the project, he won't let it go that way.
Yeah, and while we're talking about Murphys, man, rest in grace, my friend Charlie Murphy.
Yeah,
we lost a very funny dude, you know. And I try to keep his name alive when I can because he was not only a good comic, but he was a good dad, too, man. People don't realize he lost his wife shortly before he passed, and he was taking care of kids and on the road with Lopez and D.O. Hughley and them. Rest in peace, Charlie Murphy.
Oh, man, Charlie, every time he stopped by Denver, he would always stop by the station. I mean, that's a man who never had a smile off his face. And, I mean, he's definitely somebody who's going to be missed in the scene, and we definitely miss him over here at Comedy.
Hey, Big Mike, do you do stand-up, or are you just a lover of the art form?
I'm just a lover of the art form. I've had several comedians say, oh, you got to try it. And I'm like, it's like one of those things where in my head, I think I could do it. But I imagine once you get on that stage, it's a totally different animal.
Oh, it's rough. I think it's the hardest thing ever. But I always tell people, radio, TV, I even tell people in sales, you know, it's something you should do once.
Okay.
Everybody has that fear of public speaking, and it's just something you should do once because I think it teaches you a lot about yourself.
Yeah.
But it ain't no joke, man. It's hard. As a matter of fact, coming back to do it is hard. I stayed away for 20 years, you know, and when you come back, you have a fear of it, and it ain't no joke. You get on there, and you do 5 minutes, and you do 10 minutes, and you let it keep growing, and I've fallen in love with it again. Man, I'm so glad that God let me have mine back because I'd gotten lazy, and I wasn't on the stage a lot. And you can't play with stand up. You got to it's like a good woman. You got to treat it right and it'll treat you right.
But
you can't play with it. I'm trying to get Eddie to do it again, man. I beg him to go out to the clubs with me some nights, and one day I'll get him out because I think people would love to see Eddie Murphy as an adult now do stand up. I mean, this is a guy. He has 160 kids. Just talking about parenting. Eddie Murphy, you know?
Yeah, you know, I work here at Comedy, and I work at our hip hop station. So every year we do a summer jam. I can go on stage in front of 18,000 people just fine. When we do like some of our comedy events, and I go in front of, you know, like 200 or 300 people, and they're right in front of you, I'm like, oh, and I start sweating a little bit. So it's totally different.
And it's a huge difference because, like, I'll do a big venue here and there, but I kind of enjoy that intimacy. It's kind of cool to be 2 feet away from the front row. And, you know, I'm going to head to New York and do that big comedy and music gig, you know, kind of fits your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock are doing this big blowout in New York, and it's going to be everybody. I'm doing it. Childish Gambino is going to be singing Redbone. And, and you know, that kid, Childish Gambino, his last name is Glover, he's a stand-up and a music artist. So he has a double platinum hit right now and a comedy special out there in the ether.
And his first number one record ever. It's a big time for Mr. Gambino.
Yes, sir. So we all gathering in New York. I'm going to do the Sunday night. A lot of people are doing both nights. And by the way, you know that song Redbone? They don't say the word Redbone in that song. So you've got to have Shazam to find that song, right? That's one of those very few songs. Like, I came up when they had a song called The Message. Remember The Message?
Uh-huh.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going on. That song, they never said The Message in it.
Everybody's Googling, what's that song, Stay Woke? What's that Stay Woke song?
Exactly. Exactly what we're talking about. Is the song called Ninja Creeping? Is that what it is?
We got Arsenio Hall on the line. He is at Comedy Works South this weekend. Get those tickets at comedyworks.com. It's kind of cool. I'm talking to you right now because over the past month, I've had Gilbert Gottfried in here. I've had Sinbad, Lisa Lampanelli. And these are all people who've been fired by the current president of the United States. You're actually one of the few people that won the Celebrity Apprentice. You went the whole way and you got hired. You won it all, man. You know what? When you were doing that show, did it ever cross your mind, oh, this is the future president of the United States?
Wow. First of all, I think I was on the one I won. I was on with Lisa Lampanelli, as a matter of fact. And it was kind of cool to be the first black Celebrity Apprentice winner. You know, I'm the Jackie Robinson of the Trump world, you know? And it's kind of weird because back then, he would talk about running for president. And we thought, you know, he's probably saying that because NBC wants him to get publicity for the show. Because whenever he would say that, people would clamor around and listen, you know? And it's so bizarre that this guy who anointed me Celebrity Apprentice is now the president. And, you know, I know Hillary Clinton. You remember back in the day when I interviewed Bill Clinton, I met Hillary.
Pulled out the saxophone.
I've known her over the years. And you know what? I'm a Republican. I'm not a partisan kind of guy. You know? When I realized that we had to vote for either Hillary or Donald Trump, that's like asking me who my favorite Menendez brother is. You know, that's a hard choice. That's like God playing with us.
Yeah.
But you know, it was fun doing it, and it came to the one I was on. It came down to me and Clay Aiken, which was a very, very tough competition because I prayed on that one because I was like, maybe God don't want two black people to be Clay Aiken in one lifetime. You know?
Yeah.
Ruben might have got my blessing.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out that way, and things went good. And I'm just watching the news. Somebody jumped over the White House fence and ran all the way to the door. Man, they gotta work on that. And you know what's funny? This is the president that wants to build a wall, man. You
know? He might need to start with his wall.
He can't keep people out of his yard. How he gonna keep people out of America?
He needs to start work on his wall around his house first, and then we can start looking bigger.
Build a wall right there, Pennsylvania Avenue. Build your first wall. We'll watch you, dog. Because if white women jumping over your wall, you can't keep El Chapo out of America.
Man, well, hey, I want to thank you so much for making time to call into Comedy 103.1. I know the Mile High City is excited to get you here this weekend at Comedy Works South. It's a beautiful weekend this weekend. If you do not have tickets yet, fix that right now. Go to comedyworks.com. And Arsenio, anytime you're in Denver, you got an open invitation to stop by, bro.
Hey, man, I appreciate you allowing me to talk to your audience, and I absolutely will come by and have a chibachu with you one day.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.